Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the NWAC Sports South Fast Break Show. We do this show every Tuesday night at 9:30 Pacific Time, and we're glad you're with us tonight. And if you're listening for the first time, please spread the word. If you're listening often, spread the word. Tell a friend, everybody. We've got a lot of fine marketing that we do with the program, but we have nothing better than word of mouth, telling friends all about what you hear here. And also, I want to mention that I am Greg Crawford. I host this week. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops or at www.gregorycrawfordsports.wordpress.com. One more little announcement. I want to thank Christy Martin, the women's basketball coach at Tacoma Community College, for tweeting out about this program. She does that often, and that's greatly appreciated. I think the NWAC needs to work together, all coaches, both men and women, to promote the great game of NWAC basketball. Speaking of that, here's a guy who's done it a long time as a coach very successfully at Southwestern Oregon Community College. Gets us started each week. Trevor Hopp. Trevor, how you doing?
I'm doing great tonight, Greg. Thanks for asking. How are things?
Things are good, and you noticed I'm here. You know, I'm here
no
on
doubt.
Time this week. So, you know, I passed on going to the New Hope just so I could talk to all you great coaches. I passed on going to New Hope Warner Pacific game. So I'm sure about 10:30 when I get off there, I'll get a report.
Sounds good. We appreciate you taking the time with us each week, and we love being on with you.
Well, we love having you on here. I love promoting NWAC basketball. And you know, Trevor, I haven't asked this question in a long time. We got a lot of new listeners. We got a huge amount of listeners that we build up. Thanks to you guys doing a great job. What is NWAC basketball to you?
Oh, it's just a great opportunity for young people to, you know, continue with education and continue their dream of playing college basketball. And, you know, it's a competitive conference. It's just so many good teams and good coaches. And it's just a chance, like I said, for young people to keep playing and keep growing and continuing on with their education, which is just so important. And you know, when I think back to my days and just having that chance to keep playing was a great motivator for me, and it is for a lot of our guys. And I think it just helps them along with their education.
Very good. You know, along those lines, what kind of team are you going to have this year as we get close to opening week?
You know, we're still finding that identity. I think we're a gritty group. You know, they're a fun group to be with. They're working hard. They're getting to know each other. You know, I think I've said all along, I think we're going to be a good shooting team. So I think that's going to help. But we're finding our way defensively and rebounding and just how hard it is. But I tell you what, they're a good group to coach. They're fun to be around, and I think they're enjoying each other. And I think we just need to, you know, develop some roles and develop some consistency and things like that. But I think we're well on our way to doing that.
What would be your definition? You know, you're still developing your identity. What is your pretty precise definition being a successful basketball coach when it comes to basketball of establishing an identity?
You know, it starts with hard work and just bringing work ethic every day and, you know, buying into roles and understanding roles. You know, right now everybody still wants to, you know, be the scorer and do all that stuff, but everybody's going to have a different role. And so buying into that and just working together, being unselfish, you know, and just being tough on defense and willing to rebound and and just buying into that whole team concept. And you know, that's a lot of what we're, you know, trying to develop right now in the past couple of weeks.
Trevor, it seems like we're all kind of stuck in mud right now, in a way, getting ready to start this season. It just can't get here soon enough.
It does. I really wish we could get our start date moved up. You know, not sure everybody's ready, but I think we are ready. We're just ready to tip it up and you know, start playing other people. And the scrimmages have been great, but you know, it is. It's kind of a weird time right now. Like this weekend, we don't have a scrimmage or anything, you know, so, you know, we'll probably have a practice and do some scrimmaging ourselves, but it's like, okay, let's go, let's play somebody else. We're definitely ready for that. I know the feeling, the guys have that feeling and just want to get out there. And so, you know, the 21st for us, which is our tip off night, can't come soon enough.
Who's some players? I know coaches like to talk about every single player, but who's some players that the fans should kind of keep an eye on this year that you think are really going to blossom for you?
Yeah, you know what? With some of our sophomores, and Ivan Harper is back, and he was an all defensive player, and you know, he's really going to cause for other guards just with how tough he is on ball defending, you know, so he's doing a great job doing that. You know, and Rasheed Westbrook is another sophomore we had back who got hurt last year, and you know, he's a 7-footer and he's doing a good job of clogging up the middle and blocking some shots and scoring around the basket, you know, so those two sophomores are you know, doing a nice job right now. We have the 4A State Player of the Year from North Bend High School, a local product, Cam Lucero. You know, he's doing a nice job at the point guard for us, and he's going to really push it. And then another Oregon player is Eric Johnson. You know, he's a shooter from out of South Umpqua, and he's definitely somebody that can light it up on different nights. So, you know, we got a lot of different guys. And like you said, I can go down the whole list of everybody, but those are some that stand out right now.
Very good. And in conclusion, Trevor, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
There's no doubt. No doubt. It's like, come on, let's go. And so we're chomping at the bit here. And you know, just you know, watching NBA games on TV, and now the Division I games are starting to pick up, and they really start going on Friday. It's like, yeah, we're ready to go. Let's go here.
Yeah, very good. Let's go. I couldn't say it any better myself. Let's go, and we will talk to you again next Tuesday night. Trevor, great job getting us started tonight, per usual, as you always do.
Well, thanks, Greg, and I really appreciate you having me on and all you do for NWAC basketball.
My pleasure. The pleasure is mine. That's Trevor Opp, the head men's basketball coach of Southwestern Oregon Community College of Coos Bay, Oregon. Now let's swing up to Eugene, Oregon, and talk to Bruce Chaska, although my sources are telling me Bruce is not in Eugene. He's caught in the middle of a 10-mile backup just south of Bellevue.
That's funny. We actually literally just pulled up to our hotel and got our plastic cards, and guys are checking into their rooms. So we're excited. We had a little shoot around today and then drove up here and got the Bellevue College Jamboree tomorrow. I think we tip off at 10 and proceed to enjoy the day and then head home tomorrow afternoon at some point.
Yeah, kind of a little Veterans Day action, and we appreciate all our veterans. There isn't a person that doesn't love our veterans, and tomorrow's their special day. Every day should be their day, but you got some jamboree action going, as you're saying. And, Bruce, same question I'm going to ask everybody tonight. Your definition, what is NWAC basketball all about?
You know, that's a nice touch, by the way, with Veterans Day, and that's for sure. We love our veterans here in the NWAC Fast Break Show, but, you know, I think it's a chance to, I sort of listen to Coach Hop a little bit hit and miss, but it's a chance for our young people to grow. It's a chance for them to keep playing. Most importantly, it's a chance for our young people to continue their academic career and spread their wings, and some go on to four-year levels and play basketball, continue to play, and some go on just to four-year levels and continue with their education. But I think it's all about growth. It's all about opportunity. It's a fun brand of basketball. You know, and I'm super proud to be with it. I'm starting my 10th year in the NWAC, or actually 11th year. It's a great basketball on the floor, I think, you know. And I think I heard you talk about identity a little bit. I think every junior college team in the country right now is trying to figure out their identity. I know the national junior colleges in California has already started. They got 2 to 3 to 4 games under their belt. And I think, you know, it's a fun time of year, you know, a really fun time of year to continue our academic path and the basketball path and trying to find our team identity and all that good stuff. So it's a great level of basketball, I think. Proud to be a part of it.
Yeah, very well said, Bruce. And, Bruce, let me ask you, who's going to blossom this year, in your opinion, for Lane Community College, where you're, as you said, you're starting your 10th year as the head men's coach?
Yeah, you know, we're excited. We have 7 sophomores. 3 of them had played for us actually last year. We got Mitch Franz, a sharpshooting kid from Central Catholic High School that we're really excited for. His knee is healthy, had some off-season surgery. He's real strong right now, spent some time in the weight room. He's fully recovered and healthy, so that will be something we're really excited for. We had a young man out of Utah last year that was a freshman for us, Deuce Namazi, that he just blossomed down the stretch. He ended up making first team all NWAC tournament for us last year, so we're excited for him. And we got an older guy that played for us last year, big strong kid that is a local product from Lane County, that should be some inside presence for us. And then we've added some transfer sophomores. One of the kids that we're really excited for is Usama Zed from Southern California. And he's a little bit older and sophomore. So there's some guys that we're going to lean heavily on. We've already have and asked them to sort of lead us in practice in our daily day-to-day kind of stuff. And good guys, and excited to, you know, get going. I know Coach Hop said chomping at the bit, and isn't that the truth? I mean, I'm even chomping at the bit to get the D1 games on TV and be able to go see them in person and that kind of thing. So that time of year, it's a fun time. So big anticipation for all the hoop junkies all over the country.
Yeah, absolutely, Bruce. It is that time of year. It seems like it's been slow to start, but we're here. And once again, who do you open up with against when you start this season here in just a week or so?
Yeah, we open up on the 20th against Concordia JV at our place. We're taking the old school John Thompson, a Georgetown approach, and hopefully, never know though, hopefully scheduling maybe some easier teams, and I don't want them to hear that, but that's the theory. And then, you know, we open up with all the tournaments. We're excited that we get to host the Dale Bates tournament. I think it's the 23rd or 24th year, and then super fortunate to host our own crossover. So that's why part of the plan was to come up to the Bellevue Jamboree to spend the night, and so it's going to be one of only 2 night trips for us this season, so overnight trips for us this season. So maybe some early team bondings, you know, spending time in the hotel and all that fun stuff. So we're excited.
Now, of course, hosting those 2 great events, the Dale Bates and then the crossover.
I knew this was coming.
You knew it was coming. Have you been studying Coach Wagner's hospitality room?
Well, you know who's been giving me the cheat sheet is his assistant coach, Coach Brian Stamm. We like to call him Stammy Licious. He's been telling me what to do and that kind of stuff. So I got my work cut out for me this year. I'm trying to get some boosters to donate some home-cooked meals, maybe some chili and that kind of thing. So we'll have to definitely step up our game.
Yeah, and I tell you, last year, you know, they had the crossover and then the Christmas tournament there at Clackamas. And so we got a double dipping of that great hospitality room. So the pressure's really on you.
Yeah. I don't know if I could handle that pressure. That's sort of out of my league. Even though I got the pear-shaped figure going on, I don't know if I could have the food I eat at the hospitality room. It won't come back. Jeez.
Yeah, well, I think we all enjoy it and we get a kick out of it. But when it comes right down to it, Bruce, it really is about the games, and it's about winning basketball games, improving, and putting a great product on the floor.
It is, you know, and it comes down to it's all about the kids. You know, we're in the kid business, and we want them to succeed on and off the court. And hopefully we recruited the right kids, and we're holding them accountable, and they're doing their part, and they can sort of spread their wings and have a good product on the floor and do well for themselves and the team and that kind of thing. So, yeah, it's well said, Greg, and I appreciate you having me on the show.
Yeah, very good, and we'll talk about the Jamboree next week and a lot of other good things. And thanks for being a great part of this program, Bruce Chavka, the head men's coach at Lane Community College. And have a great, great time in Bellevue, and we'll look forward to getting you back into Oregon.
Thanks a bunch, Greg. Have a good week.
You betcha. That's Bruce Chavka, as I said, the head men's coach, starting his 10th year at Lane Community College. Now, go a little out of order tonight. We'll go to Cliff Wagner, the head men's coach at Clackamas Community College, starting his 40th year in basketball coaching. Cliff, good evening. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks, Greg. Nice to be on the show again tonight.
Nice to have you as always. And I think that, you heard the guys talking about it, but if anybody could give a perspective on NWAC basketball, it definitely would be you. What is NWAC basketball to you, Cliff?
Well, to me, it's a starting point for a lot of kids. It's a great place to begin your education and a great place to start your basketball career. I think for a lot of other kids, it's a place to recover from a misstep or a false start or somewhere that you've gotten behind and need that extra boost that junior college affords you. I think it's a great gateway to a higher education. I think with education skyrocketing astronomically with what kids have to pay tuition, I think the option to do 2 years at a junior college is a very affordable, sensible option for kids. So I think that's what we offer as a great starting point. And while I'm at it, I need to brag a little bit. Clackamas tonight was presented a very prestigious academic award. We're very proud of it. The president of our university, Joanne Truesdale, was on hand to receive from Marco Azurdia, the President's Cup, which Clackamas won for having the highest academic rating for all sports in the entire NWAC. And that rating's based on GPA credits that your kids take, graduation rates, and some factors like that. So we're really proud of that. It shows the job our entire athletic department does in tracking our student-athletes and encouraging them and motivating them. And we have a fabulous graduation rate. It's well over 80% for all of our sports. And the typical junior college graduation rate for the general public is down around 20%. So when you consider that, it's a fabulous statistic. So I just wanted to brag about that a little bit tonight for Clackamas Athletic Department.
And quite frankly, Cliff, a follow-up to what you just said, that should not be taken lightly. That was a big deal, and you all should be proud.
Yeah, we were. It was a nice presentation. We had it out there in the lobby in front of our trophy case, and then we went in and tried to root for our Clackamas Cougar volleyball team to a big win.
And how'd that volleyball team come out tonight?
Not so well. We played Lynn Benton. Lynn Benton was very good. So, but we were there in support with our hearts and souls, and we all gave it our best.
Very good. Cliff, who's going to blossom this year in your opinion? And I know we've documented on this program you've got a deep team and a fine team kind of in all positions, in my opinion. But who do you think's going to blossom this year for you?
Well, we're really expecting a lot out of our returning sophomores. I think, you know, Vince Bowman, Shane Rixey, Joey Baldwin, and Garrett Littoral all showed that they could compete very effectively. So we're expecting a lot of floor leadership and intelligence and their experience and to rub off on the younger players. And we've got a bunch of freshmen that we're not sure how it's all going to shake out, but we've had some really good, impressive preseason performances out of Braden Massey out of South Medford. Ryan Gibson, who was a redshirt last year out of Gladstone, has looked really good. Dwight Dew has shown a level of explosiveness. Dan Thiessen out of Wilson High School has proven to be much better than we thought when we brought him in here. And then it's just a matter of those kids and how they're going to step up once we start playing counting games and the pressure gets on a little bit and possessions mean more and defense and rebounding become a lot more accountable.
All right, Cliff, you know, without spilling all your personal secrets or beans, I love that term, spilling the beans. I use it all the time. A young person asked me, what does that mean the other day? But anyway, what do you use as an evaluation tool as far as players when you're looking at them coming and joining you, being the highly successful coach that you are?
You mean as we look at high school recruits and so forth? Is that the question?
Yes, exactly. Or players that want to play for you.
That's a great question. You know, we look at their skill set, and we look at if their skill set is sufficient to play at our level of basketball, and if not, can it get there? We look at their athleticism. We look at their overall physical strength. Are they strong enough? Are they athletic enough to compete on this level? We look at attitude. We talk to their coaches. We ask to see their transcripts. I like to know how many days that kid's been absent, what his grades look like. I like to know what his teachers think of him, and I like to know all the information I can because a character is just a huge thing. Character is, it's not everything, but it's the biggest thing. And you want kids with character. You want kids that are going to take coaching. You want kids that really want to win. You want kids that really hate to lose. And when you do your homework and you vet those things and you find out that information, then I think you can make a pretty good assessment on kids. And by and large, we've done really well. The kids we've brought in overall, we've been thrilled with, and they've been thrilled with the program as well.
Cliff, one of the best people I've ever interviewed just at an interview basis was Mike Pilotti, the former athletic director and football coach, highly successful at Oregon. And he said something really interesting one time in an interview I did with him, that the toughest thing of his job was telling parents, no, your son's not good enough to play for us. And that's tough on any level in sports.
You know, it's tough to say to the parents. It's I have a lot easier time saying it to the parent than I do it to the kid. Because, you know, if a lot of times when it's the parent, you know, it's not really the kid that's all that passionate about it anyway. You know what I'm saying? But when it's the kid that, you know, that's truly his passion and he's got this dream of playing ball and he works so hard and he's such a great kid and he's just not good enough. Those are the ones that tug your heartstrings when you have to tell them, I just can't take you. And you try to bring a positive, you try and maybe suggest another place they might be able to play. But to me, those are the really tough ones.
Cliff, we've talked about it often, but this is why I do this program one of the many reasons, but this NWAC South is just going to be unbelievable this year. Loaded with good coaches and talented players per usual.
Oh, I totally agree. You know, and listening to Trevor and Bruce talk, and I know they're not ones to sugarcoat things, so I know they got pretty good teams, and they'll be tough and competitive. Those are always really good games. You know, with Clark coming in, Clark's got to be well-respected as defending NWAC champions, of course. Portland, always dangerous. And all the way down, I think Umpqua's going to be really tough this year. They looked really good at our Jamboree. Chemeketa is going to reload, but Chemeketa, you know, they always have a good competitive team and program. So, yeah, the NWAC South is really good. The coaching is really good. The athletes are good. The quality of basketball is good. Should be another exciting campaign, and we're really chomping at the bit to get going. So we've got a couple more things. We've got we're going to scrimmage our alumni this Saturday at 4 p.m., and that'll be our last preseason scrimmage. And then next week we're into counting games with a couple of home game openers on the 20th and 22nd. So it's getting pretty close. We're all really excited. Our kids are excited. Our coaches are excited. We just want to get out and roll the ball out and play somebody and show what we can do.
Yeah, and Cliff, in closing, it's not even criticism of the NWAC. It's because we all love NWAC basketball, and it's part of the experience of being a student athlete. There just needs to be more games.
Well, yeah, I'd play a few more games. It's not as bad as it was. You know, a few years ago, we were playing 26 regular season games. I mean, that's a high school schedule. And now we can actually, if you play all the way through the tournament, you can get 34 games in. So that's what we're playing. 34 because the alumni doesn't count against our total. So we have an alumni game in December that's an actual counting game coming up too.
Very good, Cliff. Great job tonight, per usual. Great job by all the coaches. And we'll look forward to kind of previewing those opening two games, the 20th and 22nd, and previewing all the rest of the coaches on the program's opening games, because it's time to ring the bell. It's overtime to ring the bell.
It is. Let's roll the ball out. Let's rock and roll. Let's play some ball, Greg.
Absolutely. Have a great week, Cliff. Talk to you Sunday night on the Portland Metro Small College Hoop Show. Thanks to the coaches tonight, Bruce Chopka and Trevor Hopp and Cliff Wagner. Thanks for listening, listeners, and don't forget to spread the word about this program, please. It's all about NWAC basketball. We're all working together on this program, and that's what makes it such a fine program and so much fun to do. Good night, everybody, and don't forget to make your free throws.
Yeah.